I'm at the ARC Addiction Response Crumlin Health Stand here at the Dublin 12 Health Fair, and I'm talking to
Mary,
and
Charlotte.
The other two girls, Charlotte and
Green,
are shy. So Mary's going to do the talking and tell us a little bit about what they do at the Addiction Response Centre.
We're Addiction Response in Crumlin, and we provide a service to the local Dublin 12 area. We do from all ranges. We actually from all areas, and we do from training, counselling, holistics, life skills, and Keel for the youth set project.
Yeah.
We're extremely busy, and we are also a support group for anybody that a crisis might hit their families.
Families, yeah. And what's the biggest challenge for you at the moment?
Well, at the moment, it's the funding. You know, as cutbacks.
Yeah.
And with the problems in the area being the way they are right now,
they need it even more.
We're crying out to this government at this moment, please help the funding for the people who live in the area. There was a drug problem. There is a drug problem. And the Celtic Tiger brought it here. It just didn't fly through Drimlin and Crumlin. It landed on each and every doorstep.
Very good. And what do you think, when the families that come to you for support, what do they find is the most help from you?
Well, a listening ear,
yeah,
to know that we are there for them, to know that there is other places and other services we can lead them through, to show them that it isn't always a crisis at that particular moment, but for them to know that the help and support is there. That's what we're there for.
That's good. And how many of you are in the centre working full time?
Oh, it'd be very hard because we have that many. We have an awful lot of we do an awful lot of reduction courses,
yeah,
on drink and drugs.
Yeah.
And we have training going on.
So you have different counsellors coming in and out.
And we did so many different projects. I'd say at any given moment we would have approximately around 40 full-time staff making up a CE workers.
Yeah.
And the amount of volunteer, we couldn't run actually unless we got the volunteers that we have,
yeah,
provide from holistics, yeah, and from training.
Yeah. And what do you think of the event here today?
Absolutely wonderful. It's fantastic to see the hall back up and running and to let the people know in the area that there is so much out there for them. They needn't be behind closed doors. Come out and see what Drimlin and Crumlin,
yeah,
have for you out there.
Yeah. And like, yous are based in Crumlin and we're here in Drimlin, and it's great for it's great to have, like, you know, the Dublin 12 coming together, and because I know Drimlin people, and the same as Crumlin people, they kind of get a little bit entrenched in their own area and they forget we're, you know, we should all be helping each other.
Well, I think at one stage not too back we were just blackened by the media, by the newspapers, by everything that happened. But what everyone's got to remember is there is good people out there. There is more good people than there is bad people. And as long as we all stick together, we will know that we can make this a bigger, brighter place by the help, the resource and the funds that's required.
And what people can do if they're listening to this and they know a family member or someone who's
struggling,
either with addiction or with a family member that has addiction, that they can go along to yourselves and see what services can maybe help them.
From under 18 to anybody,
yeah,
their doors are open at all times, and our number is 411-3222, and we're situated on the Crumlin Road beside in Sunshine Industrial Estate. Our doors are open to everybody and anybody.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you,
Mary,
very much.
Isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
You're brilliant. Bye.